This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it sure does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely day. Yeah, this lovely day. I almost said Tuesday. Listen to me. Thursday, October the 31st of 2024, day 305th of the year, and only 61 days remaining. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Hey, you know, we do our stuff at Radio Big, no doubt there, as we are hanging out doing all the lovely stuff that we get to do. All the lovely stuff, because why would we not talk about that? That's for sure. Okay, so yeah, there we go. Little lingo in the bingo this morning. So, how are you? How has the last 24 been for you? No, I'm being serious. This is a serious conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's a very serious conversation of how everything's going with you. Now, I mean, sometimes we get so hung up in other things that we tend to forget a little bit about some of the stuff that we need to talk about. And we tend to forget on how important it is about all the other things that are going on inside of the world. So I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, what makes the most logical sense when we are talking? Because, look, the whole concept here has always been the same thing. We need to talk about the things that are going on, and we need to make sure that you're okay, I'm okay, and, you know, everyone's okay. And then the other portion is, it's okay not to be okay, which some people are going to be like, what? Yeah, it's okay not to be okay. Because if we weren't okay, then we would reference that, right? I mean, I think that we've built that kind of relationship where we could say that, right? Where that would be something that would be okay to discuss, I would imagine. So there you go. Anyway, so if you're new to the show, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. It's really kind of the layout of the land, the gig, the gig-em, if one may say it in that particular fashion. That's kind of what we go about. And we talk and we digress and move forward to. So if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll get everything moving and grooving for you. callinradio.com. Video, audio, and text messaging. Those are the features that are available for you once you get there. If not, that's okay. Because here's the thing. If you don't want to interact, just don't do it on the social media post. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't look at them until post-event. And some people have started to come to that realization. And I'm glad, finally. I mean, it took a hot minute for it to occur. But those things happen. So there we go. Anyway, so why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, another FTX executive is sentenced, and more intel from Ukraine front lines. We'll talk about some of that as we get into the shit list. Also, Reba McEntire gets loopy, and the Menendez brothers could be home for Christmas.
For Christmas.
Okay, and Martha Stewart wasn't a fan of her daytime talk show, and Armie Hammer returns to acting. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls. And also, King Charles puts a limited run on his whiskey sale. Yeah, there you go. We did it all for the whiskey. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Whatever works. Okay, so if you're ready, I'm ready. I have some people waiting from Feature Story News that are waiting to jibba jabba about everything that's going on inside of the world. So remember, besides that we have a video concept to the show, we also are mostly a radio station. So it's radio first, everything else kind of falls secondary. It's kind of the way that it works. And as you take a look at that and we talk about this, remember that because it's going to be important. Audio, video, text messaging is still available on callinradio.com. If you want to listen to the audio only, safetyfm.com or the Safety FM app, the RadioBig.fm app, RadioBig.fm. You can go to Live365, iHeartRadio, Odyssey. That's available. Or you can listen to us on our podcatcher, which streams this thing live and in living color and full of love all over the place. Okay, so with that being said, let's get our friends from Feature Story News moving and grooving over here and let them tell you about what the hell's going on with the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Emergency teams are working to find people still missing after flash flooding killed dozens of people in southeastern Spain. At least 95 people have died. Hundreds of soldiers are involved in operations in parts of Valencia, which have been badly hit. India and China have completed the process of withdrawing troops from two standoff points on the Himalayan border, according to reports. Army officials have said the disengagement began last week. Rebecca Bundon reports from FSN Mumbai.
Deadly clashes that took place in 2020 between Indian and Chinese troops had prompted heightened tensions between the neighbours, and it led them to build up more troops along the border. But local media is reporting that the two sides have pulled back troops from two locations, citing sources within the Indian Army. Soldiers are expected to exchange sweets in a goodwill gesture on Thursday as India celebrates Diwali. Beijing has not yet commented on the matter. Rebecca Bunzin, Mumbai.
North Korea's fired a long-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Thursday, according to South Korea and Japan. It comes a day after Seoul reported the North was making preparations to test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile. Laura Westbrook reports.
The launch took place from an area near Pyongyang at 7:10 local time and fell into the sea. Officials believe it was a long-range ballistic missile fired at a high angle. Japan said it threatened not only Japan, but the international community, and said the flight time was among the longest. On Wednesday, South Korean officials said a mobile launcher had been positioned at a possible test site. They suggest that Pyongyang could conduct a long-range missile test or its seventh nuclear test around the time of the U.S. presidential election. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
So-called safe zones outside abortion clinics are coming into force across England and Wales. It's now illegal to hand out anti-abortion leaflets within 150 metres of clinics or to harass or obstruct any staff or patients. Silent prayer within these zones would not necessarily be a criminal offence, depending on an individual's wider conduct. Pro-life campaigner Lois McClatchy-Miller says the rules are too broad.
It actually goes much further and bans
influence. Can it be influential for a mother to speak to her daughter as she's approaching a clinic to say, are you sure? Do you want to think about other options too? Would it apply to somebody who's a volunteer there to talk about charitable services available for women who would like to keep their pregnancies?
As the US election campaign heads into its final days, you can find lots more of our reporting from the campaign trail. Search Feature Story News on Facebook to find us there. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at Israel's proposed ban on UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Works Agency. It has been playing a critical role distributing humanitarian aid in Gaza and the West Bank, but contact between all its employees and Israeli officials will be banned in 90 days' time, a move that humanitarian organisations say will cripple efforts to get food, medical supplies and other assistance to Palestinians. Ricardo Perez is with UNICEF.
In a situation where UNRWA is unable to operate in the Gaza Strip, the humanitarian system would collapse even further. We are already operating, let's say, with one hand. If they tie that hand behind our backs, we will try and deliver with our teeth, but that's going to become increasingly difficult. UNRWA has facilities, staff, equipment, even food assistance, primary health care services, informal education. All these services would cease to exist for over 1 million children across the Strip. So we're very concerned about this bill, and indeed it would be a huge blow to the entire humanitarian operation on the ground.
Israel is defending the move, saying UNRWA needs to face consequences over allegations that 450 of its staffers were involved in the Hamas attacks on Israel last October. The UN says it investigated those claims and could only find 9 staff members who had played a role and were then fired. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, emergency teams are working to find people still missing in southeastern Spain after flash flooding killed dozens in the region. India and China have completed the process of withdrawing troops from 2 standoff points on the Himalayan border. North Korea has fired a long-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast, according to South Korea, and so-called safe zones outside abortion clinics are coming into force across England and Wales. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as
mining, blockchain,
the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, self-implosion and airwaves, some of my favorite stuff to talk about in combination for sure. It is currently 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. Because why would we not be doing fun stuff? I mean, you know, I don't get that. Well, I mean, what else would we be doing? Okay, so with that being said, let's get into the shit list because, you know, it is time to do so. So there, here we go. There is only, are you ready for this? 5 days. Yep, 5 days. 5 days. Why is it not focusing? Look at this. See, this is why I don't understand cameras sometimes. Yes, it's only 5 days. Look at this. It will not focus on my 5 days. But it's only 5 days till the election. 5 days till the election. 5 days till the election. So there you go. Yeah, that's what we got here in the U.S., 5 days. So here we go. I'm going to give you the state of the race. An Axios survey shows that 23% of voters have lied about who they're supporting in the election, and 22% are considered lying about it. What? Okay, and another third say that they distance themselves from family over political disagreements. There you go. Also, Buzz Aldrin endorsed Trump on Wednesday in a lengthy statement concluding in part, "For me, for the future of our nation to meet enormous challenges and for the proven policy accomplishments above, I believe that the nation is best served by voting for Donald J. Trump." Also, in some other news, the Supreme Court on Wednesday ruled that Virginia may proceed with removing 1,600 self-identified non-citizens from its voter rolls. The Biden-Harris DOJ inadvertently sued to keep these people on file. So there you go. Also, White House press secretary said yesterday that Joe Biden will attend the inauguration next year no matter who wins. And the Trump campaign successfully sued Bucks County, Pennsylvania, to extend early voting through Friday this week. The Commonwealth law requires that anyone in line by 5 p.m. to be able to vote that day. The suit alleged that voters had been turned away before the deadline. For most of the Pennsylvania, early voting ended Tuesday combined. On Tuesday, but it Bucks the county, it will continue through the end of this week. So what do you think? Because it's a lot of stuff. I mean, let's just be realistic. It's a lot of things to talk about in regards on how some of these election cycle stuff goes. And I never comprehend exactly what we're doing. I really don't, because I look at it from the standpoint of going, okay, what makes the most logical sense and what makes the least sense possible? Because most of the times I feel like we're doing the latter, which is the least sense possible of what needs to be done. I don't know why it occurs that way. It just does. And I figure, hey, if that's what we're doing, we should probably talk about it a little bit because it's important to some people. It just is. So I don't know. So have you done the early voting? Have you done mail-in ballot? Have you done the early voting in person? Or are you waiting till Tuesday? I mean, you have options. I mean, I'm not saying you have to do one over the other. But, man, it gets interesting. And then all of a sudden you have these people outside that are there like, and what do you do? Like I told you when I went to vote, I was offered a Republican cheat sheet in regards of how a Republican would actually answer all the questions. And then I was offered a Democrat cheat sheet on how a Democrat would answer all the questions. I think it's interesting in regards to taking a look. I mean, I took both because I wanted to see what, you know, which way people were leaning depending on what party they were with, because I'm always curious. So I don't know. Everybody needs to do what they think is best.
Duh.
The important part is not who you vote for. It's that you actually do it. So there you go. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine about them voting for a third party candidate, and they thought that I was going to be, you know, upset. And I was like, why would I be upset? I don't care. I want you to vote. One person I went as far as like and told them that you could write in Mickey Mouse. Probably not the best thing to tell someone, but you get the point, though. It's the point of doing it, which is the important part. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk a little bit more. Another FTX executive has been sentenced for his role in the exchange fraud and eventually the collapse. Naushad Singh, the company's engineering director, pleaded guilty to 6 felony charges in February last year and has since then essentially become an essential witness and a source of the prosecutors. On Wednesday, a judge spared Singh of prison time, giving him time served and 3 years of supervised release. Wow, that's nice. The new management of FTX, which is winding down the company, is working to repay creditors. And customers even argued for Singh to remain out of custody to assist with the efforts. This is according to Cointelegraph. So here's my question, and I'm just curious because I want to know. How much money did this person pocket? Like, seriously, how much did they take home in the whole scheme of things? Yeah, and I did use the word scheme, and I did use the word scheme on purpose, just in case if you were wondering. But, man, you have to look at it and go, how is it okay, depending on how much money it was? And yeah, I know there people are going to be like, well, there were certain things that they didn't know that they were doing. Well, they kind of had to know some things of what was going on. Let's not lie about the whole thing. So there you go. I mean, and I know.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some things real quick. We're going to start off with South Korea. Intelligence believe that North Korea wants nuclear weapon technology from Russia in exchange to mobilizing troops into the Ukraine. Russia has similar technology sharing programs with Iran that provides resources for developing nuclear weapons. ICBMs, even nuclear submarines and satellites. South Korea Defense Ministry says that he believes that North has similar arrangements with Russia. South Korea government believes that 13,000 North Korean troops have been already deployed, aggressively beating the estimated 10,000 that would head to the Ukraine by the end of the year. Yes, I agree that 13,000 is higher than 10,000. I'm glad that some genius let me know that. And yes, that would be a 30% increase of what was expected. So let's talk about numbers there. So how are you seeing this? And listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I will tell you that in the next few days, between the election and all this other shit that's going on, it's going to be pretty interesting to take a look at some of the stuff inside of this world, no doubt there, as we are talking. So what do you think here? Like, I mean, I think it gets extremely interesting when it's all said and done with a lot of this information. I don't know why, but I just look at it from the standpoint of going, okay, what are we doing here? What are we talking about? How are we handling this? How are we managing this? Because that's going to be another thing as we are talking. So here's something we don't talk about often, but let's bring it up anyways. Sandwich chain Subway faces another lawsuit alleging false advertising, but this time it is not over whether a foot long is actually a foot long. Instead, in a tale of old menu pictures boards, Anna Tollison says that her $6.99 steak and cheese didn't even have nearly as much meat as the image in the app promised. The suit calls the disconnect unfair and financially damaging, adding that Subway's actions are specifically concerning now that inflation and food and meat prices are very high and many consumers, especially lower income consumers, are struggling financially. The suit includes similar gripes posted on social media by other customers and seek damages for anyone in New York State who bought a Subway steak and cheese in the last 3 years. Well, that's a lot of time. If worth remembering, though, I need to bring this up. In 2021, the judge dismissed a similar suit that accused Subway's tuna sandwich of not actually containing tuna. This is according to CBS News. So, how are we going to base this? Because I'm going to have to ask the question. So, it doesn't have as much steak as the picture has. And I'm not agreeing with, you know, anything here. I'm just talking to talk because that's what I do. So are we going to get to the point that we're going to look at hamburger pictures and go, it doesn't have the same amount of grill marks as the ad has? I'm just asking because, you know, sometimes things get weird in regards to what happens.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Okay, take a listen to this. In honor of Halloween, here is a spooky find from across the pond. A volunteer from English Heritage, a charity in UK, recently discovered 20 witchy symbols and patterns carved into the walls of the Gainsborough Old Hall in Lincolnshire. Among the marks are rare curse inscriptions, which were probably made around the time that William Hickman owned the property from 1596. In one inscription, Hickman's name is written upside down. This was believed to be the curse of the name Persian. The charity posted on social media. Other marks include six plated flowers in a circle, which was thought to be a trap for demons, a pentacle to protect against evil, and around 100 burn marks to protect against fire. The marking are the most identified at any other charities in 400 locations via The Guardian. Fast facts, so just for the sake of talking, English Heritage established in 1983, took over the Gainsborough Old Hall in 2011, so the new finds are remarkable. So there you go. So what should we talk about? Do we want to talk about breakups? Do we? Okay, well, let's do that. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz have called off their engagement. He's 44 and she's 35. The actors were first linked in 2021. No word on what led to the split. So, there you go. And also, Olympic snowboarder Shaun White and actress Nina Dobrev are engaged after 5 years of dating. So, that, I mean, I guess that's a positive versus a negative. He's 36, she's 34. So, there you go. Some stuff to talk about, for sure. What else do we got? What else do we got here? Is this the one? I think this is the one. Okay, so what else do we got here? The Dow lost about 91 points to close at 42,141. The S&P lost 19 points to close at 5,813. And the NASDAQ lost 104 points to close at 18,607. West Texas Intermediate closed at $69 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin ticked down after reaching record highs on Tuesday, trading around 72,600. There was more than 1,760 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and about 30 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $281 million jackpot, or $129.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. What do you think? Some stuff going on right there, for sure. So let's talk about this, because I talked about it at the very top of the show. So let's talk about it now. Reba McEntire once unknowingly took 25-milligram gummy while taking care of her late mother. She detailed the experience on her recent appearance of The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Instructed to give her ailing mom a full gummy before bed, Reba said that she wasn't really comfortable doing that, so she gave herself half and took the other half herself purely out of curiosity. At one point in the middle of the night, Reba said that her mom needed to use the bathroom, and she got up to assist, and she quickly realized how much the gummy impacted her. After getting her mom settled back in, Reba said that she laid down and swore that she saw weeds and flowers growing out of her head. It was only later that she realized that the exact amount that she had ingested via Billboard magazine. This is where this is coming from. So let me ask a question. I mean, because, you know, I'm not a connoisseur here of weed, but let me have a better understanding. Is 25 milligrams a lot when it comes to that? Or is it going to vary significantly based on tolerance of person, weight, height, and so on? I mean, I don't know. So I am just trying to figure it out. So just out of curiosity. So let's talk about two more things real quick. For us to do so. Dave Grohl's wife, Jordan Bloom, isn't ready to give up their marriage following the news that the Foo Fighters frontman fathered a child with another woman. She wants to make the marriage work, but she doesn't trust Dave. She's torn, and an insider said before, adding that her friends are pursuing her to file for divorce. The couple share three daughters and do not have a prenup. So this is according to In Touch magazine. Also in some other news, with it being Halloween, let me mention the name Michael Myers. Not that one, the Austin Powers one, not the Halloween guy. Went completely unnoticed on a stroll with his wife through the streets of London this week. The couple made stops at gourmet grocery shops and fancy department stores, and an argument of St. James, where Myers made unknown purchases. Speaking to International Man of Mystery, Myers has previously stated that he would be interested in making a fourth Powers flick. Yes, you know, the Austin Powers movies. Have you not seen them? I mean, I would imagine you've seen them. They're pretty good movies. Some people like them. You know, they're comedic. They kind of make fun to the whole James Bond genre and all that kind of fun stuff. Yeah. Yeah, you can like that stuff. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool to like it. It's good stuff. Anyways, with that being said, 32 minutes past top of the hour, why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we go ahead and get into our main story? Because I think it's time to do so.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Yep. Rated R Safety Show. Main story time. We get to hang out and we get to talk. And here's the thing. Last night, I kind of sat around and I was thinking about some stuff. Because that's what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, it's difficult for people like me. But you know that a lot of people tell you that you should be grateful for things. Yeah, I mean, like, you should be grateful. You should be happy. You should be always content in one way, shape, or form with the things that are going on around you. Like, don't be a jerk. Be kind of a nice person. All that kind of fun stuff. But sometimes we look back and we go, okay, hold on. How am I going to be thankful for everything? I can't be thankful for everything. There are certain things that I just can't be thankful for. Just kind of the way that it goes. And I don't know if that's 100% true, but we can still talk about it. So look at it from this particular standpoint for a moment. In your life, do you have regrets? Now, seriously, that's a legit question. Do you have regrets in your life? Because if you're able to answer yes to that question, here's the thing. You should be thankful for those regrets. Because look at it from a standpoint of it being a learning opportunity. It being one of those things that had a significant impact in your life that changed everything for you. And some people are going to struggle when I say this, but having regrets and being thankful for them means that you're appreciative that it had an impact on your life, that it was able to change things for you. So it's not an easy task. I mean, I'm not saying that this is an easy thing to do, but being grateful for those regrets can change everything. Now, think about it for a moment. And I'm going to tie this in for you. I heavily believed in and practiced behavior-based safety. And at the time, I thought there was nothing better than behavior-based safety. I thought that that was the coup de grace, if one may say it in that particular standpoint, in regards of understanding things, in regards of being able to move forward and being appreciative of things. But then I came to the realization that I don't think I was bringing safety to the forefront. If anything, it was that whole rendition that people talk about bringing fear to people in regards of, I wasn't using safety as let's try to be safe. I was using it as a reprimand tool. I was using it from the standpoint where I took it and I said, this is what needs to be done because this is how I'm holding people accountable and I will be able to reprimand them and do all these other things because I am using safety standpoints for reprimanding. So do I sit back and regret doing that? Of course I do. And the fun part is because of that regret, because of how I look at that, I look at things now and go, I am so grateful that I had such a messed up point of view in regards to that, in regards of what I was doing, because it led me down to another path that I realized that things that I was doing was wrong. Now, this is just talking from my work standpoint, not even my personal life, but I realized on the things that I was doing wrong. And I said, what would be the best aspect going forward? What would be the best thing to do? And that's where it got interesting. Because I look at it from the standpoint of, okay, if I'm able to acknowledge that I needed to be grateful for the regrets, what other things have I not been grateful that I needed to regret or that I did regret? And I don't look at it now and go in that particular fashion. Yeah, I know. A little weird to think about when we start talking about these things, but I always think that they're very important to go over as we move forward.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life.
Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness.
Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health.
We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
This year's safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This year's safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Warning. Listening to other radio stations could cause testicle shrinkage.
I'm talking the truth.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour, as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Halloween. Or should I say...
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, so this right here, Heather Evans. We're going down. Right here on the Rated R Safety Show. Songs readily available for download or stream on Apple Music, Spotify, or YouTube Music. Yes, YouTube Music. Some stuff to think about for sure. We're deaf, we're going down. Okay, so we would like to thank Heather Evans for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt there. So there you go. Let's continue talking and moving and grooving and doing all that other stuff that we get to do. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. TWLOHA.com. Go to the far right-hand side, click on where it says Find Help. And then you're going to have all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the multiverse, not necessarily the multiplex. But guess what happens today? A lot of binge eating. Well, the 31st of October is all about joy of trick-or-treating and sugar rush that goes along with it. November the 1st could very well be about having fun and having an upset stomach from, the cornucopia of treats ingested the night before and probably the morning too. According to the report from the School of Medicine at the University of Washington, enjoying too much sugar, saturated fat, additives in candy can throw your gut microorganisms into disarray. What does that mean to you? You're more than likely, to your kids, a lot of inflammation, which can result in health issues ranging from obesity and infections and immunity impairment and even mild cognitive impairment. Experts say that sugar-coated nuts and fruits such as honey-roasted almonds and candy apples rank among the gut healthiest or even the Halloween's best treats, while candy corn, Skittles, and other sugar candies are among the worst. Chocolate-based treats are somewhat in the middle, and you can get gut issues that have been you can get some of your gut problems, I guess, more disturbed than they would normally be. And that means that someone has a tummy ache. Focus on the four F's of the food. So loosely speaking, I'm just saying. So fiber-rich foods such as whole grain nuts, beans, fruits, vegetables, and regulated digestion and nourish the beneficial gut bacteria. Let's see. Dark chocolate is another rich food that it talks about. Let's see. Berries, red grapes, green tea, extra virgin olive oil reduce inflammation, encourage growth of healthy gut bacteria. Unsaturated fats such as omega-3 fats, walnuts, chia seeds, flax seeds, avocados, fatty fish such as salmon, and to support your health, microbloom. And fermented foods such as sauerkraut, yogurt to help replenish the beneficial bacteria to restore your gut. Also, parents should take control of all remaining peanut butter cups in the treat bag just to be safe. And well, to, you know, to thanks to telling me now that indeed that 3 weeks ago we bought 6 bags of mini bars that were supposed to be handed out tonight, but they're gone. So there you go. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot of weird stuff to talk about, that's for sure. Anyways, with that being said, hopefully we can bring into something a little bit more positive, and we'll bring some John Smalls in. Let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Michael. H. Ross Perot said, "Most people give up just when they're about to achieve success. They quit on the one-yard line. They give up at the last minute of the game, 1 foot from a winning touchdown." Excellent quote. This is one of the hardest things to watch, to see someone invest their time and energy into building a business or someone work hard on an idea of some kind, but they fall short of succeeding. You never know how close you were. It can haunt you. What if I would have made that one additional call? What if I would have tried this one last thing? I watched a guy give up a company that was failing, and the new owners made it successful quickly. Their changes were small, but very important.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. On July 4th, 1952, Florence Chadwick attempted to swim the 26 miles from Catalina Island to Long Beach, California. The waters of the Pacific were cold. Sharks swam nearby, and a dense fog made it impossible for her to see the California coast. After 15 hours, she was exhausted, and despite repeated encouragement from her coach, she gave up. When she realized that she had been only a half mile from the shore when she quit, she said, "If I could have seen the land, I could have made it." Keep your eye on the goal, and you will make it. Lose sight of your goal, and despair will tempt you to. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Emergency teams are working to find people still missing after flash flooding killed dozens of people in southeastern Spain. At least 95 people have died. Hundreds of soldiers are involved in operations in parts of Valencia, which have been badly hit. India and China have completed the process of withdrawing troops from 2 standoff points on the Himalayan border, according to reports. Army officials have said the disengagement began last week. Rebecca Bundon reports from FSN Mumbai.
Deadly clashes that took place in 2020 between Indian and Chinese troops had prompted heightened tensions between the neighbours, and it led them to build up more troops along the border. But local media is reporting that the two sides have pulled back troops from 2 locations, citing sources within the Indian Army. Soldiers are expected to exchange sweets in a goodwill gesture on Thursday as India celebrates Diwali. Beijing has not yet commented on the matter. Rebecca Bunn's in Mumbai.
North Korea's fired a long-range ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast on Thursday, according to South Korea and Japan. It comes a day after Seoul reported the North was making preparations to test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile. Laura Westbrook reports.
The launch took place from an area near Pyongyang at 7:10 local time and fell into the sea. Officials believe it was a long-range ballistic missile fired at a high angle. Japan said it threatened not only Japan, but the international community, and said the flight time was among the longest. On Wednesday, South Korean officials said a mobile launcher had been positioned at a possible test site. They suggest that Pyongyang could conduct a long-range missile test or its seventh nuclear test around the time of the U.S. presidential election. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
So-called safe zones outside abortion clinics are coming into force across England and Wales. It's now illegal to hand out anti-abortion leaflets within 150 metres of clinics or to harass or obstruct any staff or patients. Silent prayer within these zones would not necessarily be a criminal offence depending on an individual's wider conduct. Pro-life campaigner Lois McClatchy-Miller says the rules are too broad.
It actually goes much further and bans influence. Can it be influential for a mother to speak to her daughter as she's approaching a clinic to say, are you sure? Do you want to think about other options too? Would it apply to somebody who's a volunteer there to talk about charitable services available for women who would like to keep their pregnancies?
As the US election campaign heads into its final days, you can find lots more of our reporting from the campaign trail. Search Feature Story News on Facebook to find us there. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio Big.
Yeah, it's so bizarre and unnatural. I agree with what you're saying there. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1957, the first U.S. headquarters for Toyota opens in Hollywood. The building itself was formerly a Rambler dealership. Toyota was leveraging their cheap crown sedans against other domestically produced cars. By 1975, Toyota would become the best-selling import in the U.S. All this happened back in 1957. Let's take a look at some birthdays that are going on today, because I think that that's going to be important. Willow Smith turns 24, Noah Sebastian 29, Vanessa Morano 32, Frank Liro 43, Eddie Kane Thomas turns 44, Vanilla Ice turns 57 today, Daryl Woolley turns 60, Rob Snyder 61, Peter Jackson 63, Nick Saban 73, and Dan Rather turns 93 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, of course I have some of those for you. It's National Caramel Apple Day, Reformation Day, Girl Scout Founders Day, National Unity Day, World Cities Day, National Knock Knock Joke Day, National Magic Day, World Savings Day, and last but not least, the one you already know, it's Halloween. Come on, man. You have to celebrate that one for sure today. It's important. Think about it. Okay, with that being said, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. Sounds something just like this. I remember when Halloween was the scariest night of the year. Now, it's the week after. Well, every 4 years, it's a week after. It's election night. It's the scariest day ever going forward, at least of that every 4 year cycle. At least it sounds that way if you're looking at it. So there you go. Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the most scared you've ever been? I mean, it's one to think about. If you need an answer for the water cooler, try this. A Halloween poll found that half of us will have this horrifying experience on Halloween. What is it? Running out of candy for the trick-or-treaters. Yeah, that should be the horrible experience. That's what I'm talking about. What were you thinking? Yeah, I'm always curious on what you're thinking. Yeah, it's important. So keep that in mind. So that's going to sum it up. That's going to be our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me. No, I'm just saying. If you want to come and hang out, you're more than welcome on doing that. I'll be going over there for the next couple hours or so, doing the things that we get to do. If you hang out on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he'll talk about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. So there you go. Music and entertainment, I'll be doing that over there, RadioBig.fm. Safety consulting, you get to hang out with Sheldon Primus. So there you go. That's going to sum it up. That's it. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. Thank you. And be safe out there today, because it's going to get a little crazy. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Halloween is not only about putting on a costume. It's about finding the imagination and the costume within ourselves. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.